Listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Folks, welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Got a show lined up for you today that I'm pretty sure you're going to enjoy. That first tune was one called Ireland from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. I was playing banjo, Colin Trenwith on fiddle, and the boys in the band were doing a great job supporting us there. And I played that track as a starter because we've got some music from Ireland a little bit later on in this show, and we'll get to that shortly. Here's Larry Sparks and his band from the album Almost Home. And it's a song that's very familiar to a lot of bluegrassers. He's got some help from Don Rigsby doing the tenor vocal, and Larry D. Sparks on bass, that could be his son, Ron Stewart on fiddle, Carl Berggren on mandolin, and Tyler Mullins on banjo. Tyler just really drives this whole tune along. It's one called Somebody Touched Me. Sounds like this.
Somebody touched me while I was praying. Somebody touched me while I was praying. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. somebody touch me while I was preaching. Somebody touch me while I was preaching. Somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Must have been the hand of the Lord.
Oh, that's a great version of that song. I think I first heard it when the Dillards played it. Could have been on the live album that they did way back when, and a very influential album on it. So we always thought that song was a big part of bluegrass music, and I really like Larry Sparks' version there. I hope you do too. We're going to hear from the Poor Ramblin' Boys now. Jeremy Brown on vocals and banjo, C.J. Lewandowski on vocals and mandolin, Jasper Lorenzen on bass, Josh Wrinkle on vocals and guitar, and Laura Orshaw on the fiddle. And they're doing a song written by Barry and Holly Tashian, and they write some really great songs. And they've written this one called Don't Kneel at My Graveside. If you listen up to the words of the song, you might find out why not to kneel at his graveside or her graveside.
Oh,
It's a nice rendition of the song. I'm not totally sure that I've captured the words in there, so I'm going to have to study up on the words to find out why you're not supposed to kneel at his graveside. But my hearing is a little bit dodgy these days, so I might be missing something quite important when I'm listening to the music. Time for a banjo tune, and no one better to play it than John Hickman. This is from the album Don't Mean Maybe. Way back in 1978 that he recorded this, John was playing banjo, Byron Berline was playing fiddle, and it's a mandolin as well, Dan Creary on guitar, wonderful guitar player, and George Hickman on bass. And John is playing a Don Reno tune called The Banjo Signal. And the important part about this tune is that the lead line is played on the fifth string. You're fingering the fifth string to get the notes on it. And it's a great way of playing it, but I'm sure John will explain all that to you when he gets stuck into his old Gibson banjo here. John Hickman, Don't Mean Maybe, and the tune is Banjo Signal. Is a great version of Banjo Signal. Such clear playing. Just loved it and loved the work that the other musicians did as well. That was John Hickman, and we need to hear more of his style of banjo playing. I just love it. The clarity of his lead lines and that is just great. Well, one of the very early albums I got when I started listening to bluegrass music was one called Mountain Music Bluegrass Style. And this is one of the first bluegrass albums to be issued. And it was put out by Mike Seeger, originally on Folkways, and came out in 1959, I think I said that, didn't I? And contained lots of great music from a variety of artists like Don Stover, Earl Taylor, Chubby Anthony, Tex Logan, and just a great collection of the bluegrass that was happening around the Washington, D.C. area mostly, I guess. And there's a song on here that I'm going to play for you by Bob Baker and the Pike County Boys. And I think the Pike County Boys included Bill Emerson at some stage anyway, if not on this recording, and Del McCoury. Not sure who's there, but Bob Baker is the leader of the band at this point in time. And this is a Woody Guthrie song called The Philadelphia Lawyer, or The Great Philadelphia Lawyer, and it's a really interesting song. So let's listen to Bob Baker sing The Great Philadelphia Lawyer.
Philadelphia lawyer in
North
Philadelphia tonight.
Oh, I remember listening to that song on my old record player, and it was grinding away there. I'm playing it off a CD now. The record is probably long had it. My record player was pretty rough on some of those old vinyl recordings. And that was from Mountain Music Bluegrass Style. Thank you, Mike Seeger, for all the work you did in promoting bluegrass music both there and in New Zealand. I really appreciate it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendworth, playing music from my shelves. I've got lots of albums, CDs and LPs, and I like digging into those to come up with a show that I think you're going to enjoy. And it's a real privilege being able to do this show. It comes from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. So if you're wondering about the strange accent attached to a bluegrass music show, it's because this is how I've always spoken, because I come from New Zealand, and I've lived in Hamilton most of my life, apart from when I lived in Australia for a couple of years, and I've followed bluegrass music avidly, first with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and the early days, and then with the gospel group, family gospel group, and then back with the bluegrass band, and with my sons playing music now, and I have a lot of fun playing bluegrass music, as you can imagine. I've got deep shelves, and we're going to be hearing more music from the shelves just a little bit later in the program. This show comes to you courtesy of Shearer's Music Works. That's a music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. And anything you need, just go and see the folks at Shearer's. Very helpful people. They're all musicians and understand musicians' wants and needs and the difference between the two, and will help you get everything from a set of strings to a new book of songs to play on your brand new Martin guitar, which you've just purchased from them. That'd make David Shearer very, very happy if you did that. Apart from that, there's a whole lot of intermediate level guitars, Martin guitars at the top, and the lower level guitars these days are much, much better than they ever used to be. And I think you'll find what you need at Shearer's Music Works. And I love the fact that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. Now, very recently, one of our regular listeners from up in Marin County, that's John. And hi, John, from Hamilton, New Zealand. John asks, why did I know of the Kruger Brothers, and have I got any music of theirs to play? And that was a very, very good question. And I do have a double album of the Kruger Brothers, which I got very recently from a friend who was disposing of some of his CDs. Most of his CDs, I think he's keeping up with the times and going digital, whereas I still like the old CDs. And I've got the Kruger Brothers Carolina Scrapbook, and I hadn't really got into it at that point, and John prompted me, and I started listening to the Kruger Brothers, and they have so much wonderful music there. So thank you very much, John, for poking me with a sharp stick and say playing some Kruger Brothers. I'm going to play a couple of tracks for you in this show, and I'm starting with a instrumental that's just got the three brothers on it. Uwe on guitar, Jens on banjo, and Joel on bass. And it's a tune called Wind in the Wheat, and it's a bit of a different sounding tune, and I think it's absolutely beautiful. So thank you, John, for reminding me about the Kruger Brothers. Here they are playing Wind in the Wheat. That's Wind in the Wheat from the Kruger Brothers. And I chose that track because it was so different from everything else that I've played on the show so far, and different from my usual choice. I've got a song from them a little bit later on in the show that we'll get to, but I just wanted you to hear the Kruger Brothers. Thanks very much, John. We'll hear from a band called Double Overtime. The CD has a picture of a saw blade on it, and the album is called First Cut. So I use a saw blade quite often, a circular saw blade it was, going round. And in fact, the whole CD looks like a circular saw blade. So maybe they come from the timber towns or something like that. But that appeals to me as a do-it-yourself woodworker. And here they are doing I'm So Afraid of Losing.